The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We've spent a good amount of time today discussing the Biden family and also discussing St. Patrick's Day. Because happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you out there who are...
But there's a poem that written by a famous Irish poet who said that he talked about
beautiful. That was poetic right there. He's a poet and doesn't even know it. So we've been talking about St. Patrick's Day. We've been talking about the Biden family. And of course, when you're talking about the Biden family, what always seems to come up? China. And right now, James Comer is on Fox News, and he's talking about how the Bidens were influence peddling. And I just had another thought on this. And I know I focus more on the Hunter aspect of it all because I find him to be such a fascinating person, such an odd duck. And it got me thinking. I see this headline that Hunter is going to countersue the laptop repair guy, John Paul Mac Isaac. He's going to countersue him. And it's kind of like, you can't fire me, I quit. You're going to sue me? I'm going to sue you because I left my laptop there and you tried to contact me several times to get it back and I never came back for it. Yeah, let's see how that one holds up. Seems like a winning case you got there, Hunter. But the reason I was really thinking about this over the break is because recently Joe has stepped forward and made his opinion clear when it comes to all this gender affirming health care and all of these surgeries on these children who feel that they are not boys, but they are girls, or they are not girls, but they are boys. And he said that, you know, in Florida, Ron DeSantis and some other politicians are taking a stand against this. And in a lot of states, there's politicians who don't feel comfortable with putting all of this under the term gender-affirming healthcare. It's a euphemism for a lot of other things that people don't want to get into, people don't want to talk about, because a lot of it's graphic and a lot of it's gruesome. But Joe made a comment in a recent interview where he said, like, oh, it's sinful what's happening in Florida. These kids don't just wake up one day and decide that they want to be a girl or a boy. Now, most people would argue, well, yeah, they do. In fact, a lot of kids wake up and they decide one day they want to be a dinosaur. That doesn't mean you start trying to figure out a way to have dinosaur surgery. But leaving that all aside, the reason I bring this up is because I just find that the arrogance of Joe Biden, you can see it in so many different aspects of his life. Obviously, you have the more blatant examples, like bragging about being asked to deliver a eulogy for a person who has not passed away yet. That would be kind of the more in-your-face example of how Joe Biden is bragging. Or when he yells at a reporter and says, I bet I have the highest IQ of anyone in this room. I bet I have a higher IQ than you. Those kind are really, there's nothing subtle about them. But to feel as though you have the right to tell people what's best for their children, that's a level of ego. That takes a lot of confidence and a lot of arrogance to start telling people that you know what's best for their kids. And all of this to say that I find it amazing that someone whose child is Hunter Biden thinks he has any sort of wisdom or expertise or right to lecture other parents on what they should, how they should raise their kids, or the rights they have as parents. It's amazing to me, because I look at the case of Hunter Biden, I think Joe Biden shouldn't be trying to advise anybody on anything. It's the old clean up your own backyard. This family has a lot of issues that they need to sort out before they start trying to tell us how to live our lives. But for someone who is living in a glass house with a glass jaw with some glass crack pipes lying around, he certainly has no problem acting like he knows best. He knows better than all of us. We're all just along for the ride. He's going to tell you how to eat, how to drive, how to live, how to raise your children. Now, if I had small children, I don't think I'd be going to Joe Biden for parenting advice. And I know he's had his struggles and I know he's had his losses, and I never try to downplay that. I never try to dismiss it. But if I'm looking at Hunter Biden and you're seeing what's on that laptop, which is not disinformation, and you're seeing the real twisted nature of this group of people, I would say to Joe, thanks for the advice, but no thanks. And on a side note, lose my number. I don't need to take any advice from you, sir. I'm trying to think of something I would take advice from Joe Biden on. Maybe ice cream. Maybe an ice cream recommendation. But besides that, I'm all set. 844-500-4242. Okay, now the name of the game for this hour is COVID-19. If you haven't heard, there's actually kind of two different things, because one of them actually does involve Joe Biden. There was a bill that was passed by Congress unanimously, and this is very rare. It's very rare that both sides of the aisle get on board with something, unless it's like a giant war that they want to fund. Or in this case, it's a bill that would allow us to find out, it would declassify information on the origins of COVID-19.
We had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists.
So this is passed unanimously. And Karine Jean-Pierre, at her regular briefing yesterday, was asked what the president is going to do about it. But this is the interesting part of it, is that it was passed unanimously. So even if Joe decides not to sign this legislation, I think they can override it. They can override his veto. So he really is in a position where the only smart thing for him to do is to just sign it, right? Because if whether you sign it or you don't sign it, it's going to happen. So you might as well look like you're on board with it too. Like, yeah, we need to get to the bottom of this. Sure, yeah, don't, totally. I want to find out what happened as well. Get me, put me on the side of figuring this thing out. But when they asked Joe Biden what he plans to do, he said he hadn't made a decision yet, and he just left for Delaware. That was last week. Now, Karine Jean-Pierre said, we're taking a look into the bill, but that was all she said. It feels to me like they're maybe not as enthusiastic about declassifying this information as other politicians in D.C. are, and I don't know why that would be, Jared.
Again, this is another, we talked about this with Merrick Garland at his hearing. Does the Department of Justice discriminate against Catholics? No. No, we don't. Is the president looking into the origins of COVID? Yeah, he is. That's all you got to say. You don't have to do this dance. Oh, we're looking at the bill. I haven't made up my mind yet. Yeah, we want to know what happened. We're going to sign the thing. And then he signs it. Nothing after that has to happen.
Unless you don't want to know what happened. Or unless you know what happened and you don't want other people to know what happened.
That is the more likely.
Yeah, that's...
Biden knew about raccoon dogs way back in 1942.
Well, let's talk about raccoon dogs. I'm still kind of perplexed as to what this even is. But I'm going to read you a little bit from Red State, because Bonchi did a good job with this. So the New York Times and the Atlantic and other outlets, they, according to these reputable sources, wink, wink, they're telling us now that a international team of virus experts have found reason to believe that a raccoon dog was infected And why they want us to think this is because it lends credence to the idea that maybe it wasn't a lab leak. And we know that if there's someone who does not want this to be a lab leak, I can think of two people. And I actually would throw this out to the college. Who do you think wants to dispel the lab leak theory more? Dr. Fauci or Joe Biden? Probably Dr. Fauci. But Joe Biden is also trying to help out China as much as he can. And China clearly doesn't like this lab leak theory because they are the ones who are pushing this natural origin theory. Now, this is from the New York Times. Scientists found genetic data from a Wuhan market linking illegally traded raccoon dogs to the COVID pandemic's origin. Now, I could talk about the fact that these markets with raccoon dogs that maybe this isn't the best idea, but I don't
want to. Why were they serving raccoon dogs bat soup in the first place?
I don't want to come off as insensitive to other cultures, and I don't want to be canceled. So I will leave my opinions on raccoon dogs for another day. But here is the key part of the story. It says, genetic samples from the market were recently uploaded to an international database and then removed after scientists asked China about them. Dare I say case closed as far as the legitimacy of this new theory? I'm going to read that again. Genetic samples from the market. So this is how we're basing this whole thing on these new genetic samples of the raccoon dogs from the market. This is how this whole new theory has come to light. Just in time to save Fauci's ass. And then you read that first sentence. Genetic samples from the market were recently uploaded to an international database and then removed after scientists asked China about them. This feels airtight. This feels like something we can trust. Remember how the media during the pandemic kept saying, like, you know, China's doing such a great job with the lockdowns. Trump should try to do things more like China. China's numbers are going down. And we'd all be sitting there going, you guys might want to be a little skeptical of the numbers coming out of China. Just a hunch, but they might not be telling us the truth. But the media didn't care. The media was like, no, China's doing such a better job. And now they're going to fall for this hook, line, and it's not even falling for it because they're part of it. They want you to believe this. It's not that they believe it. They're trying to push this cover up on you. An international team of virus experts said on Thursday that they had found genetic data from a market in Wuhan, China, linking the coronavirus with raccoon dogs for sale there, adding evidence to the case that the worst pandemic in a century could have been ignited by an infected animal that was being dealt through the illegal wildlife trade. Wow. Saved just in time. Dr. Fauci's theory, the one he's been pushing, the one he has been helping other scientists write theories on in medical journals so he could use it as an excuse not to give the other theory any sort of air, might have just been saved by these raccoon dogs. Isn't that unbelievably convenient?
We're just finding out about these raccoon dogs at this wet market that was thoroughly investigated 3 years ago. Is this like all those balloons that Trump let fly over the country that we're just finding about now?
Yeah, we're detecting them after the fact. It's true. It says the genetic data was drawn from swabs taken from and around the seafood wholesale market starting in January 2020, shortly after the Chinese authorities had shut down the market because of suspicions that it was linked to the outbreak of a new virus. This theory is so weak that even for the Atlantic and the New York Times, even for these publications that have gotten Pulitzer Prizes for making stuff up out of thin air, I'm telling you right now, guys, the raccoon dog theory, it's, you look like clowns. You're embarrassing yourselves. And I understand your bar for what's embarrassing is so incredibly high. You've had the Russia hoax. You put up so much crap over the years that it's like you have to vault yourself over that bar But you're doing it right now by bringing out this convenient, sudden raccoon dog theory. Just in the nick of time for Dr. Fauci, for good old Tony to come out. We'll get to Tony when we come back, because he's also telling people that you might need another booster shot. 844-500-4242. Taking your calls on what you think of this. The raccoon dog Wuhan lab or Wuhan market theory. Call in. Weigh in. We'll take your theories, which I'm sure are more credible than this, when we come back.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley lives her life by a strict set of rules.
Rule number one. No touching of the hair or face. And that's it!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Right now, you can book your ocean view room atop 4 acres of captivating Cape Cod with a half-off coupon by using code HOWIE23 when you click store at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Click store and enter code HOWIE23 for a great summer rate at the Nauset Beach Inn. Offer ends March 24th. Jared Diglio, who is not Irish, right?
I am not. I'm Italian.
I don't even know if we should allow you to read this poll question since you're not Irish, but you know what? I'm going to give you dispensation for the day. What is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What kind of corned beef do you prefer? Red, gray, either, or none?
I'm going to say none. I've tried. And you know what? You know what? We've had this conversation before. This is one of the first conversations we had when we started the show. I got a lot of messages yesterday after I talked about how I'm not a fan of Irish food. And it's inevitable what people will do. They'll start texting in, you should try soda bread. You should try this. You should try that. I hate to break it to all of you, but I'm not opposed to trying things. That is to say, I have tried it. I don't like it. I don't think it's good. And so I'm going with neither, none. Zip, zilch.
34% of the audience says none. Just ahead, red corned beef at 42%, 12% for gray, and 12% for either. And if you would like to vote in this poll question, you can go to gracecurlyshow.com and cast your vote.
All right, so there's a new theory that is conveniently being floated out 3 years later about the origins of COVID-19. And strangely, this is on the heels of the Department of Energy and the FBI telling us, listen, turns out all those people we called conspiracy theorists and tinfoil hatters were right. Looks like this was from a lab leak. Well, to counteract that, the mainstream media is backing up a theory that was put out by China, really, that this could have originated from a raccoon dog scenario at a wet market.
So did the raccoon dog bite a person? Is that how this, or...
No, I think the raccoon dogs...
Just, they were asymptomatic carriers.
I think they were being illegally traded, so I have to assume they were... I don't know. I don't know, actually. What's happening with the raccoon dogs?
Let's ask Dr. Matt next time he's in.
We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Grace Curley Show. And top of the morning to ya. We got a lot to discuss here. We have been talking about the raccoon dog theory. And I've actually, there was a link in this piece I was reading from Red State. And I followed the link here and I have more information for you. But I just want to break this down because today's the first day that you might be hearing about this. But this theory has been in the works for quite some time. So I'm reading now from Red State, and they're referring to the fact that the New York Times published a piece and wrote, scientists found genetic data from a Wuhan market linking illegally traded raccoon dogs to the COVID pandemic's origins. Now, I guess raccoon dogs are considered a delicacy in some parts of China. And so these raccoon dogs are brought to the wet markets to be eaten. Now, it says genetic samples from the market were recently uploaded to an international database and then removed after scientists asked China about them. Nothing suspicious about that. If that makes you think this isn't legit, then go get your tinfoil hat, okay? Why don't you go hang out with Tom Cotton and Rand Paul? We'll talk to you in 2 years when you are proven correct. But what I want to read to you now is Bonchi's take on this. Bonchi writes, you don't even have to get past the first sentence to see the problem here. The genetic data being cited just so happened to be put up and then removed from an international database. Who uploaded it? Well, that would be the Chinese government, the very same government that has every incentive to continue its quest to disprove the lab leak theory. Based on the genetic data that the CCP put out, this team of, and he puts it in quotes, virus experts want you to believe that it should be seen as near definite proof that COVID-19 began in nature. That's what Fauci is hell-bent on convincing us, that this most likely originated from an animal. It has nothing to do with gain of function. We can't even define gain of function at this point. We don't even know what it is. The world may never know. But it came from an animal in a wet market, according to Dr. Fauci. Yet when you read further into the article, it becomes clear that the dots that are being connected don't even connect. And that's even if you are naive enough to believe China's data. So let's start with step one. You believe the data that China is putting up. China that has every... Remember when Fauci would be on the stand or, you know, not on the stand, but like testifying in hearings or, you know, doing these interviews, and I would come on the show and I would voice my skepticism of this man. And I would get serious people calling in and saying, what reason does he have to lie? Why would he lie? What would his incentive be to lie? Well, let me ask that about China. Why would China be put up? If this information is so solid, the raccoon dog theory, and they've got the genetic samples from the market that are so strong, why are they putting it up on a database and then the second they get asked a question about it, taking it down? Seems a little strange, no? You might even say peculiar. The jumbling together, now this is from the article, it says the jumbling together of genetic material from the virus in the animal does not prove that a raccoon dog itself was infected. And even if a raccoon dog had been infected, it would not be clear that the animal had spread the virus to people. Another animal could have passed the virus to people, or someone infected with the virus could have spread the virus to a raccoon dog. Bonchi writes, so let me get this straight. This big bombshell is based on data uploaded by China that doesn't show that any raccoon dogs sold at the market were even infected. It's just incredible to see the media propaganda organ at work. It gets worse, though. Apparently, this crack team of virus experts include some of the very same people who fought tooth and nail to discredit the lab leak theory. Again, you know what we should play here, Jared? It's a small world, because it really is. It's a small world after all. Now, there's this man on Twitter, Sajar Anjedi, and he's a reporter, and he put up the headline, the strongest, I think this is from The Atlantic, it says the strongest evidence yet that an animal started the pandemic. If this is the strongest evidence so far, I got news for you, Catherine Wu. It's not that strong. This is some weak stuff. If this is the strongest theory you have, then you should call Dr. Fauci and let him know that he has a lot to worry about. Because this is not going to stand up. This does not pass the smell test. But this is what Sajar wrote. He goes, the new natural origin propaganda from The Atlantic is literally laughable. Their source is literally a scientist who helped cover up the lab leak theory in the first place. The so-called infected dog sample was collected after COVID already leaked from the Wuhan lab months earlier. What is especially pathetic about this so-called scoop is that one of the authors on the paper has been pushing this raccoon dog theory BS in the press for over a year. It's not even new. It's just recycled oppo against even more proof of the lab leak. So Bonchi writes, let's put this all together. A team of virus experts who have long sought to dismiss the lab leak theory are using genetic data provided by the CCP that doesn't even prove raccoon dogs were infected to proclaim that the natural origin theory is somehow evidence-based. Did I miss anything? Yeah, they're doing so much work to protect Dr. Fauci and to protect China.
It's science.
And it's obvious. The longer these things go on, the more obvious everything becomes. And if you're still buying it, then I have a bridge. I would love to sell you. And I want to play another cut here because as we're talking about COVID, I think it's important. Mike Barnicle and Dr. Fauci, again, two very, very credible men with such impressive careers. And two men who love being in front of the camera. We're talking on Morning Joe. And Fauci's still giving out advice about the boosters. And we talked about this yesterday because Ron DeSantis had this point that I've heard a lot of people make, which is, if it were anything else, any other virus, any other disease, and you got a vaccine for it, and then you got it a week later, a month later, 6 months later, you wouldn't be getting on Twitter going, thank God I got that vaccine for the measles because I just got a case of measles. And I'm so relieved that I got my vaccine. There's nothing else you would do that for. But people are brainwashed from this COVID cult that they go, well, I've been vaccinated four times and I'm so grateful because now I have COVID. It doesn't make any sense. Well, Dr. Fauci's back to tell people that, once again, you might need to get a booster. Can I have cut 12, please?
That leads to the question, Joe, and would like the answer from you, Dr. Fauci, who you're the pride of Holy Cross College, and I don't believe you were in medical school with Ted Cruz or Jim Jordan, but how many booster shots do you think?
You know who he failed to mention there? He said, I don't think you were in medical school with Ted Cruz or Jim Jordan. Because he's disparaging them, right? Because they have no right to question Dr. Fauci, a proven liar. They have no right as, forget Ted Cruz being a U.S. senator, Jim Jordan being a congressman, both being very, very smart. I mean, it's hard to argue that Ted Cruz is a smart guy. He's a Harvard debate team. He's very, if you've watched him, you know he's a smart guy. But let's just forget all that. Let's just put all that to the side. How about as Americans? We don't have the right, Mike Barnicle, to question Dr. Fauci. Here's a question. I got a question. How about you, Mike? You're such a man of decency, you know? You're known for your honesty, for being a real stand-up guy, for having a spotless record, for never lying about things, never plagiarizing, never pretending to be something you're not. Can you ask Dr. Fauci questions? So only liars are allowed to ask liars questions. Is that what I've gathered here? Mike Barnicle can ask Dr. Fauci the pride of Holy Cross questions because he's a liar. So there's no risk there. It's a liar talking to another liar. And around we go. But you know who he didn't mention? Rand Paul. That might be a better comparison because Rand Paul, which I'm sure Mike Barnicle's aware of, is a doctor. And he's, I think, the most famous Republican who's known for going up against Tony Fauci. Let's hear the rest of this.
There's one available now, but how long in the future will we be getting booster shots?
You know, we don't know definitively the answer to that, but it is likely
that this thing is not going to disappear. It's not going to be eradicated, and it's not going to be eliminated. So it's going to be around, you know, for the foreseeable future. So it is likely that we will require an intermittent, likely at the same time as we get a flu vaccine, at least once a year, very similar to what we do to keep updated on our immunity against influenza. It is very likely that the similar situation we'll be experiencing with COVID, namely getting a booster shot once a year, probably at the same time as we get an influenza shot.
Yeah, so it's a forever kind of thing. It's a forever kind of thing. I cannot get over the fact that Mike Barnicle is disparaging Jim Jordan and Ted Cruz and saying, you know, I mean, you didn't go to medical school with Jim Jordan, Ted Cruz. Guess what, Mike Barnicle? We can ask Dr. Fauci anything we want. It's not just people who have a green room pass at MSNBC who have a degree from MSNBC University and wear fancy fake glasses and sit next to Mika Brzezinski who get to ask questions in this country. I don't know where you got that idea. I'm sure you probably stole it from somebody and regurgitated it on your lowly rated show. But everybody can ask questions, especially when a pandemic comes and wipes out millions of people, and there's this little doctor man who's been lying to us for 3 years. Then we can ask all the questions we want. It's not just you, Mike. But I'm really glad that when you do get to ask questions, when you do as a journalist or whatever the hell you bill yourself as, that when you do get to ask questions, you ask real tough ones like that. How many boosters do I need, doctor? How long am I going to need these for? Tell me, is it forever? It's forever, isn't it? I'm glad you seize the moment to ask. Amidst all these different theories, the raccoon dog theory, the lab leak theory, all these things coming out, the Department of Energy confirming it's probably a lab leak. I'm glad you seize the moment and use it for such a hard-hitting question like that. That's why you are the best of the best, Mike.
You got to wait until it's eliminated. I missed that the first time around when I put it in.
It's not going to be eradicated, and it's not going to be eliminated. So
it's probably a scientific word that we don't understand.
I got to say, Grace, you know, it's bad enough you're bagging on corned beef, but now you have to go after an actual leprechaun on St. Patrick's Day.
You got it in.
It's so obvious. He wasn't wearing green, though. I think he was incognito.
Well, that's all I have to say on this. I got my blood pressure pretty high for that last moment there, but I just, the snobbiness of these people, and where do they get the right? Where do they get the right? They've lied over and over and over again, and we still can't ask questions? We still don't have a right to know anything? I bet Mike Barnicle's the type where if Biden decides not to approve this, not to sign this legislation to declassify the COVID origins, he'll be like rooting him on. That was a really brave move. That was the right decision to make. All right, when we come back, we are going to talk to Howie Carr, and we will hear from the captain all of his thoughts on everything, including St. Patrick's Day. All year long, you've heard us talk about the Nauset Beach Inn, the only inn on Cape Cod's National Seashore. With summer so close, you can almost taste it. It's finally time to book your Cape Cod getaway. Get ready to gaze every morning at your guaranteed ocean view. Plus, the Nauset Beach Inn is pet-friendly, too. So you spend the day exploring the 4 acres of property, trying your hand at the barbecue, or relaxing by the outdoor fire pits. There's 2 cozy queen-size beds, which will await you each night. And right now, Howie and Grace listeners can get access to the Nauset Beach Inn with a half-off coupon by using code Howie23 when you click store at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Click store, enter code Howie23 for a great, really an unbelievable summer rate at the Nauset Beach Inn. Hurry, this offer ends March 24th and won't be available again until the off season. Go to NausetBeachInn.com to scoop up this incredible deal. We'll be right back with Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
everyone, to a very special St. Patrick's Day edition of the Grace Curley Show. And the crossover, the car crossover, is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, where I lease my RAV4. I love the staff. I love my car. And you can get a buying or leasing experience that is easy, personalized, and moves at your own pace. Car buying or leasing the way you want it to be, that's toyotaofportsmouth.com. While we wait for Howie to get on the line here, I'd love to play the Marianne Williamson cut that I teased. This was her response to reports that she is an abusive boss. Cut 11.
In Politico, that you don't practice necessarily what you preach, that you, there are allegations you've been very mean, condescending, actually cruel to staff members, that you have a long history of yelling and screaming at them. They're afraid of you. What do you say?
This is what they do. This is what they do. These are the hits that they make. Hit pieces come. Mockery from the press secretary to the president comes. The women on The View. These are the dirty tricks that mean you're rattling someone. Somebody's not happy that you're there. Somebody feels threatened by the conversation that you're bringing up. So this is what happens in politics. And I'm
I certainly understand that. But they do quote a few people. You're quite right. Quite a few of these were not identified.
Okay. You know, I would say that I believe her, and I do think that she's rattling some cages. The fact that this hit piece came out does say that. But at the same time, it's that she admitted to a couple of the accusations. That's where, for me, you might as well admit to the whole thing. Because
your entire head is now filled with light.
Yeah, she could be in trouble. Joining us now is the Captain Howie Carr. Howie, happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Faith be Jesus to you, too.
Now, Howie, I teased one of my all-time favorite Howie Carr stories earlier today. Please tell people about the way you would be so cruel to one of your classmates when he would eat a deli sandwich on Fridays.
Yeah, this was back in the day when you every Friday was an occasion of mortal sin if you had beef. So this guy, his parents were divorced, so his father would buy him a nice deli sandwich every day. And so sometimes he would forget, and they'd just give him one, like a nice pastrami or corned beef liverwurst sandwich on Friday. The kid was Catholic. So, you know, we'd all be sitting down at Palm Beach Public School in the cafeteria, and I'd watch him on Friday, and he would bite into it and start chewing it. His name was PJ. And I'd say, PJ, you know, it's Friday. You swallow that, you're going to hell.
You're such a nice classmate, Howie. Such a good kid. Hey,
I was trying to preserve him from the eternal,
meaty, turkey-filled, cold-cut combo.
Yes, yes, you were. Hey, Howie, on that same note, though, you know, the bishops now, they said it in Boston, really all over the country, are saying people can eat meat today. They have dispensation to eat corned beef. Between that and the reports that the Pope is considering letting priests get married, feels like we're getting a little fast and loose with the rules here in the Catholic Church.
You know, my father used to say, when I'd say the same thing to him as I said to PJ, my father wasn't having any of it. He'd just look at me and say, I have a special dispensation from the Pope.
Nowadays, he'd be able to get one because the Pope seems to be handing them out a lot.
And then when he'd be lying in bed when I'd be getting packed off to go to church, I would say the same thing. I said, it's a mortal sin not to go to Mass. Same thing. I have a special dispensation from the Pope.
How you were like the Catholic narc, just bothering everyone from the kid at school to your own father, saying, it's a mortal sin. Howie Carr is coming up next on this St. Patrick's Day. Have a great weekend, everyone. Don't drink the Borgs. We'll be back on Monday.